I will make it the personal priority of my administration to ensure that our police are finally treated fairly, with honor and respect that they deserve.
President Trump has said many times that he loves the police, but as it turns out, not enough to pay them. The Trump campaign owes at least $841,219 to city governments for their police coverage in connection with his political rallies. That's according to an investigation by the Center for Public Integrity. And President Trump is not the first candidate to rack up these public safety bills. In many cases, there are no formal contracts for this type of security. And that's sparking a debate over whether or not a campaign is obligated to pay. Dave Leventhal is a federal politics editor and senior reporter at the Center for Public Integrity, and he's with us now. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tanzina.
So I'm confused. Like, how much can a typical campaign stop for Trump or any presidential candidate cost a city?
When you're President Trump and you're attracting 5,000, 10,000, sometimes 20,000 people to one of his Make America Great Again rallies, it can be well into the five figures, even the six figures, and ultimately, it's not really up to the city that's hosting one of these rallies. The Secret Service, of course, is charged with protecting the president. And if the Secret Service comes to town and says, hey, look, you know, we're going to need 50, 100 police officers and streets shut down and different aspects of protecting the president, the cities don't really have much of a choice but to say, OK, well, we're going to provide it for you.
This question is almost bizarre, but are political campaigns legally required to pay local police?
And that's the rub, Tanzina. They're not. One caveat to that. Sometimes if a presidential candidate, this may be Donald Trump, it may be a Democrat, if they come to town and they want to use a city facility to conduct a rally, right? Oftentimes the cities have leverage to get those candidates to pay if it's a municipal center, a city park, and they'll make them sign a contract. But if a candidate comes and wants to have a rally at a private facility, the cities are still going to typically provide police protection at the discretion of the Secret Service, but they don't really have the ability to force the campaigns to pay up. Bottom line, there's no federal law that says, hey, you got to pay a bill that a city sends you for police protection. And also the Secret Service, they don't get money from Congress, no appropriation whatsoever, to refund the cities for any costs that are incurred after they ask the cities to help them out.
So let's say we have a rally at a city or a town, and that municipality sends out their police to help keep the community safe, and those folks end up doing overtime, or they end up working longer than they should. Where does the money come from to pay for those?
I think a good example that would illustrate your question, Tanzina, is Lebanon, Ohio. Donald Trump, after he was elected, after he had taken his oath of office, had one of these rallies that he often does in this little city of 20,000 people. And ultimately, it was a huge rally. It's, of course, a tiny city, and the police force came out in droves. And there was tons of overtime, lots of bills, almost $20,000 worth of costs. To the city, they sent Donald Trump's campaign a bill. The Trump campaign didn't pay this bill. And when he added it up and looked at their municipal budget, the cost would have run the city's police department for about two full days. So you have an issue with a lot of these towns, which are not Chicago. They're not LA. They don't have massive municipal budgets that can absorb some of these costs. And the city officials that we've spoke to basically make the case that, look, even though the president doesn't have a legal obligation to pay these bills, he has an ethical and even a moral obligation, in their opinion, to pay these bills, particularly because oftentimes at these rallies, he's talking about the police. He's talking about law enforcement. He's saying how much he loves them and how much he supports them. So as far as some of the city officials are concerned, they're saying, well, that's great, and we appreciate that support, but Mr. President, please put your money where your mouth is.
Dave Leventhal is federal politics editor and senior reporter at the Center for Public Integrity. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.